Exercise 4. The Dream of Drowning. Chanticleer told Pertolo some more stories about dreams.
Once, he said, there were two merchants who wanted to cross the sea to France. They waited at the port for several days until the wind was right. They got up early in the morning to begin their journey. But one of the travellers was worried.
I had a strange dream,
he said.
A man was standing by my bed in the middle of the night like a ghost. He told me to wait. If you go on the sea tomorrow, you will be drowned, said this man in my dream.
The merchant was very worried. He wanted to delay the journey until it was safe. His friend laughed.
Look, the sea is calm, the weather is fine, the wind is blowing towards France. I'm not afraid of a dream. I have important business in France. Dreams have no meaning. If you like, you can stay here and lose money. But I shall go to France and become rich. Goodbye, my poor friend.
So one of the merchants travelled on the ship, and the other one stayed on land. In the middle of the journey, there was a sudden accident. The ship went to the bottom of the sea, and everyone was drowned. There are many other stories. Men have dreamed that they would be murdered, or robbed, or tricked. And it always came true. If you knew more history, Pertolo, you wouldn't laugh at my dream. But the sun has risen. It is time for us to enjoy the day, my beautiful wife.